Welcome to the Change Your World Virtual Summit, brought to you today by the Public Speakers Association. I'm so excited to introduce to you one of the top speakers in the world, Miss Jill Lublin. Jill, won't you take it from here?
Thank you, Tanya. It's just a delight to be here with all of you, and always excited to be with Tanya and what she does. And today, Tanya wanted me to speak to you about how to create more visibility and credibility using publicity as your primary marketing strategy. And for those of you who don't know, I've actually written 3 books, one on publicity called Guerrilla Publicity, one on networking called Networking Magic, and one on referrals called Get Noticed, Get Referrals, that latest book's on McGraw-Hill. And just love to connect with all of you and really support you with a blessing, I'll call it, of really getting your name out there, how to get your name out there, and what to do so people know more about you. And that's a real key, is how do you get people knowing more about you? You know, it's interesting. I teach publicity crash courses around the world, and it's what I've noticed in working with thousands of people, both live and live webinars, and doesn't matter because what your message is, is across the world, across the globe, and your message matters. So really, I want to focus on message first for all of you and really support you to get your message out in a way that other people can understand, that they're excited about, and that serves the world so that you're serving as many people as you can and giving your gift of what you know to others. So your message, let's talk about that for a moment. Your message, in fact, if you look at that word message, it's so interesting because in the word message, what is it? First 2 letters, me, sage. Isn't that interesting? In it is me, sage. And interestingly enough, the first 4 letters of message is mess. Well, my friends, that's what will happen when your message isn't clear. I love that. In the word message is mess, me, and sage. So we want to get it focused together, and I want you to know that you're an expert. And experts, well, they solve problems. So as an expert who solves problems, what you're doing is you're giving people great ways to solve a problem that you're the expert in. So, for instance, one of my clients recently in my publicity crash course, she sells weight management program, Isogenics to be exact. And one of the things we did is had her find a statistic. And we found out that 67% of Americans, and then we have an international one, 67% of Americans are obese. Oh, my gosh. So with that, we were able to give 3 great ways that you can lose weight now. Now, what we didn't say is you have to buy her product. But what we did do is give good value and benefit. So that's what I always want you focused on, is making sure that you're giving good value and benefits to others. So that's really a key, okay? Really important. All right. So with that, let's look at filling in the formula for letting people know what you do. So, for instance, what you do is you help people to, you know, fill in the blank, and you would talk about the problem today. So can I just share with you, my friends, this is a script. So if I may, I'll share my script with you as an example of what to do. That's really important. And you want to create what I call a problem statement. So the problem today is, and this is mine, 4 out of 5 businesses will go out of business because they have no clue how to create publicity without spending a fortune. And then I would say, you know, as a publicity expert, I want to give you 3 guerrilla publicity tips for how to get your message out in the media. Okay, my friends, that's the setup. And then I would say, you know, the first way to get noticed is to create your ooh-ah factor. Now write this down because I'm giving you some great PR tips. The second way is to create the I've heard of you somewhere syndrome. And the third way is to focus on networking magic and show up in your communities at least twice a month for name and face recognition. So that is how easy it is. I love that. It makes it so much easier. And what you're doing is creating visibility and credibility building for you. So it makes sense, I hope, to everyone. And that's what we're talking about. I think what we really want to look at is creating your name recognition in the market with your visibility building message so that you can get more prospects, more customers right away. That's good news for you. So with that, when we look at problem solution, then we look at giving people, like I said, real value and benefit. And you want to tell them what to do. Tell them what to do. Isn't that good news? Okay, so I think what I love about this is that what I've seen in working with people, like right now I've got from Texas, interestingly enough, a wonderful gentleman who is a profit expert. He does profit consulting with small business owners, how to get more profit. Here's what's interesting. With him, what we did was create a new story about politics and profit, which leads me to what I like to call use everything you've got. So in his case, he's Christian, and he's got a pastor association. So we are now going into the Christian media for him. And I said to him, listen, for the next bit of time, we're going to be talking about politics a lot. So I want you to talk about politics and profit. How wonderful is that? So I want you to think about right now, write it down. What's one thing that you could be using that perhaps you haven't been before? What, again, I like to call it use everything you've got. Use everything you've got. So good news for all of you is that could be all kinds of parts about who you are. So, for example, one of my clients, she is a stress expert. Why is she a stress expert? And she coaches. That's really what she does. Well, she's a stress expert because on her way to, getting a divorce, which is already stressful enough, she got a call from her doctor. Her doctor informed her that she had four-stage breast cancer. Oh, my gosh. Four-stage breast cancer. So with that, I want to say that what we looked at is the opportunity to create more visibility for her. So here's the thing, and write this down. With publicity, you have to work 3, 6, and 9 months in advance. 3, 6, and 9 months in advance. So if we're looking at that, what we want to do is get a message that's important, that's focused, that's supportive of what your people need, but also that incorporates something for you to connect with and something for your people to connect to. So I think that's really a key is how do you give something for people to talk about, as I like to say, people to care about, people to connect with. And I think that's really, really important as we look at the way that other people can connect to you. Use your story. So when you look at media being connected to 3, 6, and 9 months in advance, what Lori and I did, for example, with her breast cancer story, first we went out with the story about, dealing with stress and stressful times. And through following my publicity system, she was able to get into an average of 2 to 3 media interviews every single day. And that was exciting. With that, she was able to get her story out there. With that, people knew she was. And when March came around, I said to her, all right, girl, now we got to switch your story. And I want your story to be about creating visibility building for activities that are now focused on, breast cancer. And she's like, well, why, Jill? I'm really happy. You've done great coaching me, and I really have been getting wonderful media out consistently. I said, but yes, October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month. And using everything you've got, we've got to switch your story. So by switching her story, we were able to get her into, check this out, Red Book Magazine. Oh, my gosh. Do you know, imagine what it would be like for your business to get into Red Book Magazine? And she's one coach, one person, just like you. You know, it's just that we found the right way to get her into publicity. And because she was in Red Book Magazine, she had written an e-book. And you know, that e-book got, I think it was 25,000 copies actually sold. Oh my gosh, do the math on that one. She made many thousands of dollars by selling her ebook from that article. That's ROI on publicity. That's the power of publicity. And on top of that, her web stats went up by 65% through that month, because remember that a magazine comes out all month. So how wonderful is that? Picture this, your web stats going up by 65%. Woohoo! I love that. That is a beautiful thing. So with that, we are looking at the opportunity for you to create the visibility building factor that supports what you need, but also uses what I like to call everything you've got. So think about for you what's unique, what's unusual, what's powerful? What is it that other people say is different and unique about you? What could you be using that perhaps you haven't talked about yet or shared with people yet? It could be something vulnerable. It could be something funny and interesting. It could be dynamic and it could be every little thing. The point is, we need something to talk about. The point is, we need something to talk about. And my friends, for you, that's what I want you talking about now, is the opportunity for you and who you are to get your word out there. The opportunity for others to hear about who you are. So I think that's really important. So when we're talking about your ooh-ah factor, I also want you to create what I like to call the I've heard of you somewhere syndrome. The I've heard of you somewhere syndrome. And with that, we're looking at getting your name out there so that other people keep hearing about you. Yay! So with that, the question I have for you is, what is it about you that we could be talking about? What is it that you offer that's interesting, unusual, something that other people could use and connect to? I call it your ooh-ah factor. So my African-American clients, using everything they've got, go to urban and African-American media. My Christian clients, like you heard me talk about my prophet consultant, he's going into Christian media. My Jewish clients go to Jewish media, and so on and so forth. And I want you to be thinking about, what could you be using that you haven't used before? So I think that's really important. And that's what I want you to be using, as I like to say, everything you've got. So with that, see what you can do so that your message stands out, so that you're using all aspects of who you are, and that the aspects of who you are help everyone to connect back to you. And that's really important. Okay, so really good thing. I think those are some of the keys. I don't know, Tanya, if you wanted to come back on and have a little bit of a discussion, but I think those are really good points for all of you to start with, that you're using, let's just recap here, your message, the problem-solution formula, and I told you how to define the problem using statistics, give three solutions, and tell people what to do, and then use everything you've got, all aspects of who you are, create your ooh-ah factor, and then focus in on building visibility and credibility, using publicity as a primary marketing strategy, and the good news is it's completely free, so that people keep going, I've heard of you somewhere. And I know we have about 5 minutes left, so Tanya, you want to come back in and just have a little chat?